Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gerald Celente back on the show. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 19th anniversary here with us, and he's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, an organization that I've been happy to tell you about for almost 20 years. Publisher of the Trends Journal, author of Trends 2000, which is a which I helped him launch back in the 90s, but it is now, in my opinion, a book of prophecy. And he's our good friend, Gerald. Welcome back.
Great being on. Thanks for having me. You know, so, that was the bestseller, the Trends 2000.
I believe it. Hey, listen.
That was in about 17, 18 different languages.
I wish you could see my copy. The dog ears, the yellow sticky notes. I mean, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 sticky notes. And I don't know, 20, 30 dog ears. I'm serious. I wish you could see it.
Yeah, no.
No, I use it. I still use it. Okay, so, Gerald, you live in Kingston, New York, upstate New York.
Right.
And it's a beautiful, almost a sleepy little town, historic town, pre-revolutionary war town, ladies and gentlemen. Buildings there that predate the founders. And you own a bunch of those buildings, don't you, Gerald?
Yeah, I own three of them on the most historic intersection in the country. It's the only place on each corner where there's a pre-revolutionary war stone building on each corner.
And you own three of them.
And I own three of them.
The other something one sad happened this month.
And by the way, this is also the third Dutch settlement. It just gives you the date of it.
Back when New York was New Amsterdam.
That's right. And again, you know, this was the first capital of New York before the British burnt it down.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they burnt it down in 1777. That's when they moved up to Albany. But anyway, on the four corners, this whole intersection, some Trump haters have defaced these historic buildings, bluestone sidewalks, and in front of mine, one of mine, the Dr. Jansen House, which is circa 1700, and it was burnt. They rebuilt on top of it, you know. But that's when it was built. There's a carriage step, you know, these old steps, these carved out of limestone steps that they used to use when people used to get in the horse and carriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all defaced. And if you go to our website, trendsresearch.com. And just hit on trend alerts, and we put this in front of the paywall so everybody could see it. And you could also see the beautiful historic buildings there. So some jerk went around here, and it defaced, again, these historic buildings, sidewalks, streets.
What was the – do you have any idea? I mean, Kingston, New York, where's the motivation? What's the purpose?
It's stupid. This is the hatred that's going on. You know, you get our Trends Journal.
Of course.
And you go back to the spring issue. What was the cover? And you could go to our website. Anybody could see it. Two people screaming at each other. We have USA crossed out and under a DSA, Divided States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the media has done a wonderful job in dividing us, people hating each other. And again, this, by the way, we sent this out to about 10,000 in the media.
Yeah.
No coverage.
Are you serious?
None.
Nobody wanted to know.
Oh, yeah, Australia, foreign, Yeah, but not here.
Nobody in America. Why do you think?
Not even local here.
Why do you think?
Because it isn't inflammatory enough.
Right.
So it's okay.
It's
okay for Trump haters to deface the most historic four corners in America.
Yeah.
This is where the seeds of democracy were sown.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this is the first capital of New York State.
Right.
The constitution written for New York State right at the courthouse, which I'm looking at now. Over 80% of America's constitution comes directly
because
it's a Trump hater, it's
the
okay.
The defacer was a Trump hater.
It's
then
okay.
He was politically correct.
Yeah, and this is the kind of
think
stuff
about that, folks. And neither Gerald or I, either one, apologists.
Has nothing to do with that.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with that. Doesn't know who you love, who you hate. You got some ignorant moron defacing the place. It is what they wrote on the carriage step.
Right.
Corrupt, expensive, useless. This is our president. Now traitorous too, with a question mark.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
The jerk wrote.
Yeah. Wow.
And now just to give you an idea.
On to that thought, Gerald. I got to take a quick break. Folks, we have to stop this. Reasonable people have to step up and stop this hysteria. We have to, and folks on the left, if you're Democrats and you don't like Mr. Trump, this is not about politics. This is about taking back our country.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.